listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for complications.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chronically Automated. This is the podcast about how neurodiverse, and what are we doing? Oh my goodness, I forgot my intro. We are building systems for people who are neurodiverse and a little chaotic in their brain, and obviously I don't even know my own intro, so that's the day that I'm having. Welcome, Anthony. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm your co-host, Anthony Labosco.
And that is the kind of day that we're having, so as you can imagine. We're here, and this is actually the perfect day for this, because I just said to Anthony, I was like, I sent him a little Slack message, and I said, what are you doing Saturday morning? He's like, kids, sports. I'm like, damn it, I'm jumping on right now to record. And he's like, you wanted me to record Saturday morning. And I was like, I'm so far behind my life. I like kids. I have a kid who broke his finger. I had a kid who had a dentist appointment today, and got like numb in his mouth and like teeth and bleh. And who cares, right? Like it's all life, and it's stuff that we can't like fix. But what that does, right? Like what life does to people who are neurodiverse, is it when things don't go according to plan, it like kills your dopamine, right? And everyone knows what dopamine is, right? Like the fancy term dopamine and the high that you get from dopamine. But what people don't realize is how much it affects you when you are actually neurodiverse, right? It affects us differently because we are already lacking. That's what ADHD is. You lack the amount of dopamine that somebody who is not ADHD, right? Like it's lacking in your brain. And so when you're doing all of these things to build up your dopamine and stimulate, right? And create fun, if you will, I don't know. You create happiness, you create the dopamine, you create the fun. It makes it easier to function. So we decided to talk about it today because I got on this call very, very low on dopamine and very like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like I was, right? Like I was pretty. And then when we found this topic, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Let's talk about it. I will make fun of myself and that will put me in a better mood because it will make us both laugh. And laughing gives me more dopamine. And then I'm able to, what did we say? We said, oh, like for me, as an ops person, when I have the more dopamine I have, my ops become like fun and fast, freakishly effective. Is that really? Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, I mean,
freakishly effective. It's true though, right?
It totally is. And, you know, let me just say something, right? Because, you know, we're kind of like the yin and the yang here, right? I mean, Megan is the ops person. I'm the salesperson. And really everything that Megan does on the ops side, I'm using on my daily basis in sales, right? So if my ops person is like, doesn't really have the dopamine and is not feeling great.
I don't want to build your ops. Go away.
And you're building like ops, like, okay, yeah, you do this when someone calls and I don't know, send an email. Like that doesn't really get
it's you, like
yeah, exactly. It doesn't really get you excited. But let me tell you something. I mean, what I was just saying to Megan beforehand is that I have had an absolute, well, before I say I've been having a killer day, I've been so frustrated with myself more in terms of getting things executed. And it's really just me because the systems and everything have been there, right? So when you think about this, think about Megan, right? And she's the one that really has put everything together. And now she's like, here. This is how you do it. And, you know, here you go, Anthony. On the sales side, so finally, you know, I'm saying, you know what? I want to run 1,000 miles an hour today. And I am. And everything is automated in terms of being there. And I don't mean that, you know, I have like a robocaller that's a lobocaller. No, a robocaller that's calling, you know, lots of different people and everything like that. Nothing like that. I mean, in terms of automation, in terms of you can then put scripts in a certain place, like whether or not you're going to LinkedIn and sending DMs and everything like that.
I want to interject something. I'm going to cut him off and interject. And that is not because I have not offered to build one. I could totally build Anthony a Lobo dialer, and it would be an auto like calling AI bot that would call for him. But we're not there yet because that's still weird. And if you are a sales team that's doing that, please, for the love of God, stop, because there should still be some human interaction in your sales cycle. And nobody really wants to talk to robots. I mean, okay, maybe there are some people freakishly somewhere that want to sit and talk to a robot, but I know that I don't. Anyway, sorry, continue. I just had to throw that out there. I offered to build a Lobo dialer.
You did. And, you know, but you know, when you think about it, when you think about these complex workflows that don't really look complex when they're actually getting executed. And again, a workflow is like a drip campaign on steroids, right? There are triggers and, you know, different ways of, you know, how you're reaching.
Triggers and actions.
Yeah, triggers and actions, right? And, you know, when those are there and just knowing that those are there, but yet doing some other things in order to build those campaigns, whether that's on LinkedIn and sending DMs or, you know, figuring out who your ICP is and identifying that. And I'm working with 4 or 5 different revenue streams, right? So every day I'm going in between lots of different, I'm like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, in the sense that I just have lots of different faces that I'm putting on. I don't really think that was a good metaphor, but anyway, you get the point. The point is that
yeah. It's
there in the system. And Megan has done that because she, again, we always say it, she's 5 steps ahead. In my case, maybe she might be 6 steps ahead. So, you know, but that's it. And that's there, knowing what is being used. It's really cool.
It's pretty amazing how you can build these kinds of things into these types of systems. So the workflows, and kind of going back to what we're talking about and the dopamine, and everybody needs this, right? Everybody needs to like gamify their lives. I am a true believer that everyone, neurodiverse or not, now obviously you will see it affect a neurodivergent person or a neurodiverse person in a different way, and it'll be like really noticeable because sometimes our highs and our lows are like really drastic, but everyone needs some gamification into your life, right? So take sales, for instance. Why not build that into your workflows and your daily like stacking, right? So think of a salesperson. This is a really great example. Anthony, right? He's a solo entrepreneur right now. Like it's Anthony is the team right now. He has us, obviously. We talk a lot, and thank God for that, because otherwise he'd be sitting in his basement by himself every day and it would just be Anthony, right? You need people, but more than that, you need the dopamine gamification. So for salespeople, that's being able to, you know, see the numbers go up. Like he could take X amount of manual calls before. Now he can triple that because of the auto dialer and things like that. So we can gamify that for him, meaning we can start sending him notifications like, hey, guess what? Your automation just hit this number, or you just crossed over the X amount of threshold for sales for DMC or whatever, you know, whatever brand he's working on. This is why sales teams at huge corporate companies do this gamification thing. And Anthony can even talk more about that because he comes from a sales background in corporate. But I used to build these gamification systems into corporate sales teams, like into their back end, because they would want to keep the sales team motivated. Now, usually that was with money, right? Like you get bonuses, right? Like you hit X threshold, that you get an extra
additive effect of that
$1,000 on your check or something, right? Like, so obviously, but there's ways to do that without, you know, necessarily using it as dollars. Like for Anthony, we could build it in, like he could set a threshold for himself. And when he hits that threshold, he gives himself that Friday off, and it immediately automatically blocks out that calendar for whatever day. So there are things like that, like you could gamify your own system, right? It doesn't have to be like you're gamifying it for somebody else. All of this stuff is motivational It's like motivational based operations.
Yeah, I mean,
motivate yourself to show up as a solo entrepreneur.
Right.
Motivate yourself to outperform the person who is across the street that's doing the same exact job as you.
You know, what really gets me,
why not?
What really gets me excited, Megan, last night I went to bed early. I finally started waking up before 6, and that's really important because it gets me to my day and everything like that. But anyway, my point is that I went into bed last night, and this is true. I was just kind of down, like, oh man. And that was the first time that I felt this way in a really long time, because I've been pretty much crushing it in terms of, you know, really everything, right? But I was like, man, I feel like I still have a lot that I need to do. And man, how am I going to do this? But then I remembered that, man, one post I actually made yesterday was this system that we have here. And look, this could be, I'm not saying any system, but many systems that are out there, especially DMC, you grow into. And what Megan is talking about, I may not be using it today and right now, but I am growing into it. And that is just knowing that that's there is, you know, I mean, you look on the DMC landing page and you see that I talk about DMC as like having a Mack truck, like driving a Mack truck. And that really is what it is. That really does remind me of that, because it really is truly amazing in that respect. So yeah, I mean, there are some things, I mean, as you kind of, you know, do amazing things and you start to spill over with your activity and everything, those are great conversations to have with Megan. Like, man, what can I do now? And then of course, she's 5 steps ahead. She's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'll do this. I'll do that. What? And that's really cool to even think about that you have the capability to do that. And that's, it's so important. But one more thing that Megan did say, you know, I mean, again, being a solopreneur, you know, again, having multiple sclerosis or whatever it is, your team is so important. And that team, again, is your family, your friends, your doctors, and, you know, in our case, our colleagues. And even though our colleagues are not here in person, we, Megan and I, are talking every day, multiple times a day on Slack. We're doing videos. You know, there are other people too that we both talk to a lot. And that's so important to get through the day. Sorry for that. I didn't really mean to. I just think it was very important to just mention that too, because
no, it's good. You know, it's good. Important. It all leads to what we're talking about though, because talking to people, slacking with people, having this inner circle, that all leads to dopamine as well. So
yeah,
we talk about this a lot. You and I talk about this a lot, and you need, especially as a solopreneur, you need to find your inner circle of people. It may not be it needs to be people on your team. It doesn't mean like you need to go out and hire people just so you have an inner circle. No, it just means that people that you can talk to on a regular basis, that you can lean on, that you can network with. And that's what we have. And
that are like-minded too. Like-minded. And yes, we do not agree on everything, right? So whatever it is, we may not agree with everything, and that's okay. And that's good. But we talk and we support each other, and you know, we're able to get through that. So here I am interrupting you, Megan, and sorry about that.
Interrupt away. About it. It's building out all of this, like what we're talking about, building it out, like, because your brain, my brain, everyone's brain craves reward, right? It craves it. And you want people, even though you try to not need to be, you don't need somebody to tell you good job, pat on the back, right? You do. You crave it. We as human need other people to tell us that we did a good job. So stop fighting that and start building it into your system. Let yourself reward yourself. Anthony hits the threshold. Good job, Anthony. You get to take Friday off. Go to bed early. Take your wife out for dinner, like whatever. That is still a reward. Whether it's set by you, me, someone else, it's still a reward. And it's still giving you the dopamine that you need to feel better, right? Like, because you don't want your workflows, you don't want to just feel better. You want more consistent execution, higher creativity, less burnout. That's what all of this leads to. The happier you are, the more content you are, and knowing, right? People ask me, oh my gosh, he's going to laugh at this every day. I swear, I hear it every, like, why would you choose to work in like technology and operations? Like, what is wrong? It's always broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Right. It's always broken. So guess what? I wake up every day knowing something's going to break today. Well, like, we'll fix it. We'll move on. Life is good. Right. Like, it's just as long as you go into it with that, and like, you go into it with the expectations, right? This, it doesn't have to bring you down. So.
Well, Megan, I think you're
the reason that.
No, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say
the reason that I was down to today is my, I get down when life throws me one curveball, not three. Like, this week has just been like, this is going to happen. And then this is going to happen. And then it's like, okay, well, it's Thursday. So whoop, there we go. Right. Throw your hands up in the air because there's nothing I can do about it. And 2 days are gone. So that drives me crazy. And the things and what drives me crazy, and we talk about this a lot, I can't over automate everything. I can't automate everything. I can't. Like, there's just some things that can't be automated.
No.
And these were some of the things that I'm working on this week are things that are my task list that have to be done physically by me. I can't outsource it. I can't automate it. I can't, like, I have to physically do them. And that is my goal in life for myself, is to try and make it that I am not the only one who can do certain tasks. There should always be a hand up. So that's my other piece of advice that I wanted to give people today.
Well, I think it's so important that you said that, because it's what I was trying to interrupt you about, and I'm so glad that you said that, is because, you know, technology is, you know, a couple of things, right? I mean, technology levels a playing field for all of us. I mean, no doubt, number one. But number two, what I've learned, what Megan has taught me, has showed me, which is like a wow moment, that you have to know yourself. And knowing yourself, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses, and, you know, the what ifs. And Megan and I, we talk about, you know, all the different things that may come up, how you're feeling and how you're not feeling that day, and automating. And, you know, that's all great and everything. But the whole platform itself, knowing how you are as a person, you want that to replicate you. And that's how we live. We live in 2025, almost 2026. Where you can do that. And that that's just amazing to me, because that makes everything so much better.
It does. I mean, and what you just said, you just, you're,
no.
No, but the key thing that you just said, okay, all of the other crap in the world, the AI, the technology, the systems, the process, all of the stuff, none of it is worth a damn or means anything if you don't know yourself. Right. And one of the things, like I just said, that I'm working on for myself is I have done a really great job of learning. I have really just started handing stuff away. Right. Like, OK, I cannot be the only one that can do this. Pop an open Loom right now, create an SOP, give it to somebody else. SOP. I'm creating SOPs all the time now, because having shit live in my head is not a good place for it to be. That's great. Now I'm still, you know, you cannot be the only person who knows how to do things, right? Your life will be infinitely more happy and exciting if you can give somebody else the chance to help you do something, right? So there's that. But I am also somebody who, I won't give my team something to work on or build or create unless I've done it myself first.
Yep.
And that's a strength and a weakness, because what I've always found about really amazing founders and leaders and bosses is that the ones who have been there, done that, and put the elbow grease in, and they, you know, they maybe haven't done the exact thing that I'm doing, but they've done enough of it to be dangerous, if that's what you want to say. Those are the people that you want leading you.
Yeah. And
because they know what it takes to get shit done, and they know what it takes to experiment and break stuff and move fast and take chances.
You know, we talked about something, I think Nat was saying something, or maybe it was Nat, I think, yesterday in one of our calls that we had. You know, he was talking about, like, listen, you don't need to do everything, but you should be able to do everything, right? Before you hand it off. And let me tell you, from the sales side, right? I mean, going in and optimizing sales systems and helping people sell better and everything, like through DMC, through, you know, tools like that and my frameworks and everything. If I'm not doing it, you know, as they say, I mean, I hate to say the word, you know, the thing, eating your own dog food, but that's really what it comes down to, you know, and it's, and that's the most effective leaders, like you said, but also the most effective salespeople as well, because number
absolutely.
One, and we're not only do we care, but we're passionate about it. We're doing it maybe for our own business every day, day in and day out. We're learning about how we're doing things better. And then look, then all of a sudden I talk to Megan from her perspective and, you know, say, look, this is what I'm hearing from other people. Can we do this? And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, we can. Then I'm saying, well, maybe that's something I want to do for my business. And, you know, it's just an amazing process to go through. It really is.
Yep. And even if you can't be the person that's actually, you know, like building and stuff like that, I'm always fearful of a leader who doesn't care how it's built. Even if you don't necessarily need to know all of the logistics and all of, like, you still need to know at a high level, fundamentally, how it's put together.
Absolutely.
Because if, like, especially if, like, you're the CEO, you're the owner, you need to fundamentally know. So I am somebody who always overshares, right? And I have people who are like, you know what? I'm paying you. You're the expert. I don't care. You should care a little.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm going to give you really detailed SOPs, really detailed process maps. I'm going to give you all the things. But if you look at that and you have no freaking clue what you're looking at and you don't ask questions and you just assume it's good, that's a little scary. And anybody who is leading that way, I wouldn't trust worth a damn. That's just me. Darren's a really great example. He's not necessarily down in the weeds with me building everything, but he asks me questions and he wants to know how I'm putting it together. And he genuinely wants to know. Now I'm still the one that'll go in and fix things and like whatever, but he genuinely wants to know. And that's because he should, as a good leader, you should know fundamentally how things are built and pieced together. You know, Nat is the first person to tell you, like, he's like, I'm not an ops person. That is all Megan. Talk to Megan. But he appreciates the fact that I tell him how it's put together so that at a drop of a hat, if somebody were to ask him a question, he could say, you really need to talk to Megan, but here's what I know. And he'd be like, boop-a-doop-a-doop, and he'd be able to tell the steps or tell the overarching, you know, high level strategy of how the thing is put together. That is really freaking important.
Yeah, big time.
Anyway, we have beat this down. Like, dopamine's huge, man. Gamify your life. Give yourself more dopamine. Build gamified business systems. Give yourself rewards. If you're a solopreneur like Anthony, build rewards into your frameworks. Build rewards into your systems. Give yourself a threshold. When you hit the threshold, give yourself a celebration. Take a day off.
Well,
go to lunch. I don't care what you do. Do something.
Right. But here's the thing as well, Megan. I'm not going to be a solopreneur forever, right? When I scale my business. Yeah.
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Maybe you'll have two or three people and it'll be like three of you. But still, even during that time period.
Well, exactly.
Right.
Let's define that. Right. So not being a solopreneur means, and I'm literally a solopreneur. I don't have anything outsourced except for obviously what we do and everything. But, you know, that being said, I guess what's important is that having the know-how, understanding how things work, because my first startup, NeighborBee, I didn't know how things worked. And I was leading people and I was telling people what to do. And I was not really knowing what the outcome would be and everything. Not really making it up, but really just trusting people that it was going to be taken care of a certain way. And I was almost, you know, that person, that, I don't care how it's done. Just, you know, just do it. I trust you.
Get it done.
And that's not good in that respect. You want to know at least a little bit. So then, you know, when it comes down to it, you can then, you know, back it up and you know it's going to get done a certain way. So, you know, there's a lot.
You need to be able to ask questions when things break. And if you have no even minimal understanding of how your business is put together and what the operations map actually looks like, you won't know the right questions to ask.
And that
and things
leads to dopamine. Woo!
Yes.
Really good, like, rusted, everything like that.
On that note, really we're going to.
About things. Hey, when things work a certain way, I mean, man, yes. My goodness. When things are working, like right now, man, the technology is working great. We're having a great conversation and everything. You feel good. But, you know, when you get off, maybe, you know, you'll probably say, oh, man, I have that to do. But, you know, certain times you'll be able to. Yeah, hopefully that
I'll be able to ride it for the rest of the day. And actually, now it'll mean that I'll figure stuff out and get stuff done faster. It'll be good. And I have dog hair on me, which is very distracting. I know. Super C, ADHD, squirrel. On that note, we're going to end on a high dopamine note. We're going to end on a high dopamine note. And we are going to go and build some stuff. Anthony and I have got some stuff to build.
We do.
And that's a wrap, guys. So remember, dopamine is a good thing for everyone. Figure out how to gamify your life, your systems, your processes. And if you have questions, you know where to find us. And remember, technology operations, dopamine. It's all only good when it works.
But we're only talking about natural dopamine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Natural dopamine. Sorry. Dopamine. Did I not specify that?
Yeah. Let's
natural dopamine, people.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody. We should go now. See you next week.